Our guest on The Year That Made Me today is Queensland's Australian of the Year for 2024, Marco Renee. Marco is the founder and CEO of the Men of Business Academy, or Mob Academy, which is an independent special assistance school on the Gold Coast. It takes boys in year 11 and 12 and gives at-risk young men the skills and confidence to be happy, healthy and successful. And as if starting a venture like that wasn't a big enough undertaking, Marco opened it in 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic. Marco Renee, welcome to The Year That Made Me.
Thank you for having me. Very appreciative to be on the show.
Marco, tell us a little bit about where you grew up and your early years.
Look, I grew up on the Gold Coast. I schooled through the coast, and very much from being through the Gold Coast, my family were in hospitality. So I was a young hospitality worker. I think my nickname was Marco the Taco at the age of two, holding onto a taco and a picture of the Gold Coast Bulletin a million years ago. So that was my place.
You mentioned that you coasted through school. What was your school experience like?
Mate, I didn't fit at the start. My earliest memories were, one, not being allowed to go to kindergarten because I was too hyperactive. Part two was being asked to leave school in grade two, and then basically finding a school in year three, but then repeating and just feeling like I didn't belong. I found it very hard to sit down. I found it very hard to read at that stage. And, I didn't belong, mate, and I sort of probably took all that out a little bit of just, you know, when you don't fit in, behaviour changes.
Yeah.
And, mate, you know, back in those days you got caned for not doing things right. So I think 1 to 7 was full of turmoil, to be honest, and just feeling like I wasn't the smartest kid or the best kid for the program.
And that's really difficult at such a young, tender age, Marco. Did things change for you at all in senior school?
Yeah, I felt like a couple of things happened, mate. I felt like the older I got, the more I understood myself, and I don't think it was till year 10 that really I sort of found rugby union and sports and felt like I belonged to a team, found a great male teacher that I connected with and felt like I had a friend. And I think the moment that happened, just my entire environment, how I fit and where I belong changed, and it got me through, really, because if that didn't happen, mate, it would have been like my primary school experience. I wouldn't have lasted. I would have been happy just to leave.
But you got through, and then you went into the family business for a while. I don't know whether you were serving tacos or not, but you were definitely in the hospitality game. Before you then moved on to the Mob Academy, you worked in another line. What was that?
Yeah, I was in. I was basically in gyms. I set up my own little personal training studio, and it was through that community that I had a friend give me a call and invite me down to work with some boys at risk, which I was scared. I was nervous. I didn't know what to do. And, mate, I just remember rocking up with my hat on backwards and putting a rap CD in the CD player of my car to make me look cool and jump out and say to myself, all right, I'm here to give you a training session, boys, and change your lives, and let's do some push-ups and run around the park. And, you know, as you can imagine, it sort of went down a bit like a lead balloon. But at the end of that session, I just got to ask the boys to share their stories, and, you know, and those stories just broke my heart and, you know, made me understand the depth of what a lot of boys had gone through. And yes, in a part of me not fitting in, I could absolutely resonate with that. But I suppose the difference was I had a beautiful family that were there to mentor, support and offer me all the opportunities where these boys didn't. It was my gym community that then wrapped around me when I said, look, I want to start a charity. Let's raise some money. Let's share some stories and support these boys as best we can. And that was 14 years ago.
So, Marco, we started off there by hearing about the first time you went over trying to be Mr. Cool with the group, and then we've got to you founding a charity. Was it an instantaneous sense that you had almost a vocation, or did it take a while to come to that idea?
Yeah, look, I think what happened is I was always supporting charities, so I'd always volunteer my time. I'd MC an event. I'd run like a spin-a-thon and raise money for all different charity groups. And I think once I started running this program, maybe about a year or 2 years into it, I was like, you know what? I love what I'm doing. I want to support these boys more. How do I create a charity? Because I'd seen other charities. There was a person from Deb Smith who set up Dreamweavers, and I saw how she did that. And then we sort of said, okay, well, why can't we build a mob charity and find a board of people to just jump in behind it? And, mate, we just, you know, took the steps and step by step ended up with a charity and a few people in it, and we just started, you know, fundraising and trying to run as many programs as we could.
On the Year That Made Me, we're speaking with Marco Renee, Queensland's Australian of the Year and the CEO and founder of the Men of Business Academy, or the Mob Academy. Tell us about that name, Marco, Men of Business.
Oh, look, you know, it started as Mob, and basically I'm Italian. There's a close part to my heart that my grandmother or my nonna used to feed me, and her language of unconditional love was a bowl of pasta. And I just remember from those very few days that, you know, when I thought of Mob and I thought of Mob being a group of guys who did something bad, I thought, well, why can't we be a group of guys that do something good? And then when I broke it down, and then all of a sudden I thought, well, Men of Business, I'm in business. I had my own gym. Well, why don't we try and get a few men of business together under the Mob banner to see if we can pay it forward and change the lives of some young boys and support them in that way.
So you started the charity, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But founding a school is a whole other thing. How did that come about, and what's the vision of the school?
Yeah, look, basically after 9 years of running programs and self-funding my charity with the community, it got to a stage where it was so big, and for anyone who's been a part of charity, you're forever broke, you're forever thinking of a fundraiser, you're forever asking people for money, and it had got to a stage where I'd had a change in my board, a change in direction, you know, questioning how does this keep going and how do we build on what we do, because we were running 20 programs from Toowoomba down to Tweed Head, so it was a huge undertaking. And I ran into an amazing man named Jason Cesarago, who to this day is my business partner. And, mate, I met with him, and he was running a school at the time, and I was running programs for him. And he said, I love what you do. I love the program. I'm seeing the change you're making in the boys. You know, let's go out and have a cup of coffee and chat about what it is you need. And I said, mate, look, I'll tell you what I need. I need funding. I need support. Every time we raise a bit of money, we employ someone, then we don't have any money to sustain the employment. And that's when he said to me, have you ever thought of building a school? And typically for me, you heard my first experience at school, I was like, no way. I hate schools. Why would I build a school? I don't want anything to do with schools. And he basically turned around and said, well, look, what about if you could build the school that you always wanted to build? And it just lit something in me, because I had so many I just had so many inner feelings about school and that how we could do things differently so that boys in particular want to come to the school. So that day we shook hands, and the challenge was that if I could raise $1 million, he'd come and help me find the property, employ the staff and build a school. And, you know, in 2017 that was, by 2019 I'd raised the money. 2020 we had, you know, signed up on the building, and then COVID hit, which closed my gym of 15 years and 400 members down, and also set us on a path of that schools and everything was closing around Australia for COVID. But we were very lucky that because we were dealing with youth at risk, the government gave us an exemption because it was better that they be in our school than on the streets. So we opened in April 2020 with 8 kids.
And you've chosen 2020 as the year that made you, Marco. Gosh, with what was going on in your main business plus the school, it was certainly a big year. Tell us about the opening of the school and what's different about the Mob Academy from other schools.
Look, I can only walk you through, and if you ask me to philosophy, I feel like love and the boy is at the center of everything we do. So when I built the school, it was like, if I was a teenage boy, how do I want to feel when I walk into the school? So I was like, okay, I want a DJ playing music. I want a barber cutting hair. I want a full buffet of food because, you know, part of my upbringing was food. I want to feel like I'm a part of a community. I want to feel like I belong. I want to have great relationships with my teachers and my community. So we basically went about that. And more importantly, I wanted to build schools so it actually felt like a home. I feel like a lot of the disengaged boys and a lot of the boys I deal with come from broken homes and come from tough background and environment. So if I could build a place that made them feel loved, supported, that there was hope and we could offer these opportunities to them, I truly believe that it would make a great difference in their experience. And, you know, that's what we put together. And at the moment we've got 3,000 square metres and, you know, beautiful, beautiful spaces, beautiful rooms, you know, a kitchen that serves breakfast and lunch every day, take-home meals for families that don't have food at home, a driving school in-house, psychologists in-house, everything you need is in-house here to set you up for the next stage of your life.
There's a lot of debate in education circles about what model is best for boys and for girls. Clearly, what you're doing is looking at young men who are at risk. What do you think it is about having the Mob Academy as an all-male school that creates the conditions that you need to be able to have the impact you've described?
Well, look, I think it's the 10 years of experience I got in working in this industry. I got to run boys' programs, I got to run girls' programs, I got to run co-ed programs, and I realized very quickly that, one, my expertise was in being a disengaged boy, so I could speak into that space and I truly understood that space. Yeah. Two, I knew that, you know, we all learn differently and we all need different things. So to actually be able to niche my education product. So if you niche my product, you know, I'm 50 to 60% ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, boys, sports, food, you know, hormones between 15 and 18 years of age. You have a particular parameter. And like any business, if all of a sudden you get to niche, you know, the whole plan was to be an expert in what we deliver and really understand everything from the heart, the nature, the psyche, the mind of what young boys are going through. So it was quite easy to go, yeah, this is our set path. And the second part is, mate, we need better men in the world and we need better support and better mentors and create a great rites of passage for these young men to come through, because traditionally the schooling system didn't really fit us. So many boys had got to the stage of feeling like there was something wrong with them. They were dumb. They didn't fit. Why don't I belong? All that. And next minute, we're then putting them out into life with that feeling. Like, the whole idea of school is to make you feel that you're prepared and ready for life with hope and a sense of I can achieve anything. And we just weren't getting it right for our, you know, for this particular cohort.
So you started off with 8 students in the Mob Academy. How much has it grown? And could you give us a sense of what sort of results you feel you've achieved?
Yeah, look, it's been amazing. So we started off, you know, with 8 boys. I think we quickly moved to 40. The following year we had 80. The following year we had 150. And this year, our fourth year, we've got 220 boys. We've got close to 70 or 80 on a waiting list. And we were just only going through some stats that over those last 4 years, we've had 630 boys through the place. We've had 200 boys completing QCEs and, you know, QCIAs. We've had 175 boys enter workplace apprenticeships and their TAFE courses or complete TAFE courses. We've had 130 full-time employed. So, that you know, the stats just speak for themselves, that once we actually connect with these boys and build a platform that they actually can love themselves, care about themselves and believe in a future, they were just lost boys who now have purpose and hope and, you know, are out achieving great things.
You're certainly taking on the really challenging end of the educational spectrum, Marco.
Absolutely.
I assume it can't always be successful. What percentage of boys who start at the Mob Academy actually go through and finish all the way?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting question, because it depends on how you mark a success. So to me, I have two pieces of success. You need to work or you need to learn. I say to the boys from the very start when you get here, we're going to build an environment that's about you. So if the best I can do for you is get you a driver's license, your certificate 1 in construction and a job, well, that's our marker of success. If for you, you need to spend 2 years with us so that we can get you an education and build you up so that you can then take that to the next part, that's your pathway to success. If all of a sudden you're coming in off the streets, you're an independent liver and now we can provide a base for you to show up, find you a home, create a safe sort of experience for you for the next couple of years. That's our marker of success. So I rate success probably a little bit differently, but I'd say we've got a 95% form of success in what each of our boys need. And for the ones that don't succeed with us, there's no such thing as suspension or exclusion. It's actually just pathways. So I look at myself as a place where these boys can come and then be triaged into the actual right and appropriate care. You know, I've got some boys who need some serious drug and alcohol counselling. I've got some boys who have come through horrendous trauma from sexual abuse, drug and alcohol abuse. So we tend to, treat each case for what it is and look at success as making sure that after their time with us, we've created a better hope and a better life for them, and depending on where they are and what part of the journey they're on.
And you're obviously taking in a diverse cohort of young men, and there's a diverse range of different ways of being a man. Are all those different types of being a man accommodated within the Mob Academy model?
Yeah, it's so interesting. Every year they change. And the diversity, and to be honest with you, I think the diversity is the blessing. I think the fact that we've got such a diverse range of boys from all different backgrounds with all different needs, I think creates the community and the belonging of what it is. So I feel like because we have that diversity, the experience for everyone is completely different, but I think we all bond to the fact that that form of unconditional love around who you are as the person and what you want makes a difference. And our job is to create the pathways. So, you know, it's more about what you want and how you feel and let us go to work and provide opportunities for how you grow into the future. And let's support you and give you the right mentors to do that.
Marco Renee is Queensland's Australian of the Year and the CEO and founder of the Mob Academy, the Meta Business Academy. Marco, could you tell us about someone you consider one of the success stories of the Mob Academy?
Oh, look, there's so many for different reasons, but I think, you know, the ones that are personal for me are the ones when we first started, that some particular boys that, you know, were only on the streets of where we are vaping and, you know, and glue sniffing and, you know, and not having any sort of support in their life to completing 2 years of education with us and having a job now and actually in turn supporting their family and breaking the cycle and changing the expectation in their family. A lot of these boys might be the first boys that have ever graduated in their family. You know, all these boys are now earning the money to help support the single mum at home with three other kids in the house. And I just feel like they truly get, you know, what the purpose is of life. And I feel like that they understand life and people and trust that education is about an education of the body and the heart and the soul, and they're moving forward. So the amount of those boys that have got jobs, changed lives, supported other boys, and I think, to be honest with you, what excites me the most is I'm having conversations with one particular boy now who's had a horrendous background, and he now actually wants to be a youth worker. Do you know what I mean? So to come from that background and then actually go, my purpose is to help other boys to not have to deal with this, I think it's amazing. It's not to be rich. It's not to buy Ferraris. It's actually to help more kids. And I'm just like, what an amazing spirit. And I feel like that's what you get with these boys. You know, they've had to go through so much and they've been challenged in certain ways that they're just creating different men who are going to be amazing leaders in the future. But purely off the back of their tough lives and the tough things they've seen.
It sounds like the numbers of the Mob Academy are going up and up and the wait list is there as well. What's your vision for where Mob Academy can and should grow? Is there going to be more than one school?
Yeah, look, it's such an interesting question. We're in a rented building at the moment. We've accumulated, or not accumulated, but we've fundraisers and and secured some property in Southport. We're actually going to build a purpose-built facility that will cater from boys from grade 7 to grade 12. At the moment, we only do 11 and 12, but the outcry for disengaged 12, 13, 14, you know, year-olds is huge. So, you know, number one is that we build our school. So we're going to raise $20 million to build our school here in Southport, which will cater for, I think, about 450 boys. And then off the back of that, very much look at using that as a blueprint to help communities across Queensland and Australia. We're having conversations now. We've got our case of support out there, and the future for us now is that we believe we've got an amazing model at how we educate boys and disengage boys in particularly, but then also understand that, you know, this is needed in a lot of communities, and with the right support and the right communities, we can, you know, truly make life-changing differences for young disengaged boys across all communities.
Marco, it's been great speaking with you. Congratulations on being Queensland's Australian of the Year for 2024. We wish you all the best for the Mob Academy as well, and for all the lives that you're changing. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing our message, and you know, it's a great journey, and you know, I hope we get to see lots more young men out there.
And you've got music selection rights at the end of this segment, Marco. What have you chosen for us to finish up with today?
John Batiste, Freedom. He's it's just one of those amazing songs. At the moment I heard it, it made me smile and made me move, and I just thought that's a perfect piece for how I'm feeling and what's going on within the mob.
That's fantastic, although I'm a little bit disappointed, Marco, that you didn't choose the rap track that you chose to make that grand entrance with the first time you did your Youth at Risk work, but perhaps we'll save that for another day.
I've saved the J5, mate. I'll save that for the only old school hip-hoppers are going to get that track, mate. But yes, yeah, it'll be another day.
All right, well, let's have a listen to John Batiste, Freedom. And Marco, thanks again.
ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.